Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies, where Black Lives Matter. My name is Dan and I'm your host. I'm flying solo today. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on all social media platforms at Black Law Podcast, as well as YouTube. Now, I thought about not recording an episode this week because neither of my co-hosts are available. And then I was just going to get on here and say, welcome back, Black Lives Matter, the end. And that was going to be the show, a 10-second show. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized I had to say, still going to be a short episode. Now, I would love at some point to talk about abolishing the police or defunding the police, but honestly, I don't know enough about either to sit here and talk about it. So we'll save that for a future episode. So I guess one of the things I wanted to speak on, of course, is Black Lives Matter. That's a rather self-explanatory statement. Black Lives Matter. However, there's a lot of people out here, you know, the All Lives Matter people, who it's like, okay, if all lives mattered to you, which they don't, let's just be honest, you would be just as outraged over the killings of all of these unarmed Black men, the George Floyds, the Ahmaud Arbery's, the Breonna Taylors, the Michael Browns, Trayvon Martins, Oscar Grant, Sean Bell. I can keep going. And that's what's fucking sad, is that's how many unarmed Black people have been murdered at the hands of mostly police. But instead, okay, so if your theory or your ideology is all lives matter, why don't these lives matter to you? That's why the whole all lives matter is bullshit. It's bullshit. All it is something to try to combat Black Lives Matter by racists. So anybody who says all lives matter, fuck you, you're a racist. There's no doubt about it, because you would be just as outraged as we are right now. And this is not new. Like, what's going on is not new. We have been getting brutalized by police since the dawn of time. And, you know, the only thing that's different is, like we always say on the show, is people have camera phones now. They have, like, internet access in your pocket. So now more people are actually seeing it with their own eyes. So let's just give benefit of the doubt to some of the people who weren't too sure that we were telling the truth. Now you're seeing it with your own eyes. And I like to see how many people that aren't Black people who are outraged right now. Like Twitter, I spend a lot of time on Twitter, as most of you who follow me know. It's a very toxic place. I mean, it's all jokes. It's all clowning, and it's all not mean-spirited, but Twitter's not a nice place. And I think that's why I like it, to be honest with you. But watching over the past couple of weeks, how many people have come together during people that you wouldn't expect to see come together. Because like I said, Twitter's a toxic place, but we're all on the same page. We want equality. So we have so many different people from just, like, even people overseas, people in the UK. And I didn't realize how racist the UK was. And I mean, I have no point of reference. I've never been there. I know very few people from the UK. I mean, I know a handful of people that have visited, but that's not going to give you a fair assessment. So just seeing, and even like the K-pop people, they're coming together to fight this racism, the Pokemon. Yo, when Pokemon and Batman get involved, I'm pretty sure most of you seen the clip of Batman at the protest. But Pokemon donated $1 million to like the NAACP and Black Lives Matter. So like I said, there's just so many people coming together, and it's a good thing to see. I love seeing it. It's just fucked up that it's under these conditions. However, it's necessary. We need as many people to fight along with us for equality, for racial equality, as we can get. So I guess that's my thoughts again on the All Lives Matter people, which is, if all lives matter, Why are you not outraged? Why are you going to find Black Lives Matter post and hashtag All Lives Matter, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, why aren't you outraged? Because all lives don't matter, you racist pieces of shit. Next, let's see. The NRA, they're quiet still. Haven't heard anything from the NRA in regard to the Kenneth Walker / Breonna Taylor situation where he defended his home while, you know, he thought they were being robbed. But still haven't heard anything from the NRA. The protest, they have been mainly from what I'm seeing, at least, peaceful. They've been peaceful. And I honestly think that all of the violence, the what they like to call rioting, looting, I really don't think that that's our people. I think that those are people that are using this as an opportunity to make the protesters look bad. Some of my other thoughts on the protests are the police. Yo, you got thousands and thousands and thousands of people at these protests. They're walking around, some wearing masks and holding signs, some, you know, wearing T-shirts, and they're chanting. That's what they're doing. So follow me here. Walking around with signs, picket signs. They have their mask on, a lot of them, to try to protect themselves and others from COVID. And they're chanting. That's what they're doing. So the police thought that the way to meet that is in riot gear. And they're like beating the shit out of people with impunity. And then I'm looking at these masks, not the masks, the helmets, and just the tactical gear that the police are wearing. First of all, the police are not the military. They should not. They're out here. They're playing fake soldier. That's what they're doing. That's what police are doing right now. And they salivate at opportunities like this to where they're going to have a whole lot of people together that they can attack. For instance, in Charlotte, P was telling me that they cornered some protesters in a parking garage and just they started firing rubber bullets and pepper balls at them. They had them pinned, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel, basically. So you can't tell me that the police aren't the problem. Now, I guarantee you that if the police were not at any of these protests, we wouldn't have any violence. The police are the problem here. And they're not easy to identify. There's all kinds of videos going around where protesters, peaceful, mind you, protesters are being attacked by the police. They're unprovoked attacks. And we cannot identify a lot of these police officers because their faces are covered. A lot of them have put things over their badges to where their badges aren't recognizable. And even so, that's hard enough to see from a video. But they have their faces covered. They have face masks as well. They're not doing it for COVID. Come on now. They're doing it to hide their identity. So it's hard to make out who these police officers are that are attacking people, which gives them, you know, even more impunity. If you can't identify them, nothing can happen to them. And again, like I said, police are the problem. Now, shout to my brother, CEO Hayes from the Awaken Soul podcast, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. I can't shout him out enough on this platform. Just the growth over there, the range. This week's episode, he was talking about ways you can contribute without actually being on the front lines. And there are many ways you can do that. And I just wanted to repeat a few of them. Of course, you can donate. That's personally what I did. I donated to multiple organizations, and I'm going to share a few of them. I'm not going to name them all because I don't want it to be like a Red Cross situation during the Haiti earthquake where they spent like $2 and kept all the rest of the money. And then y'all be like, yo, this was a phony ass organization. Dan told me they was legit. I don't know. I honestly don't know who's legit, who's not legit. I just know that there's certain people that I follow that I believe in, and that's, you know, where I put my money. And one of the things that made me feel like real good about myself is I donated more than Virgil initially. I don't have Virgil money, but I donated more than Virgil, like my first donation. So, you know, that made me feel real special. That just a cheap shot. But so, yeah, you can donate. You can definitely donate. There's lots of organizations. There's bail funds out here to help get people who are arrested at these protests out of jail. There's a lot of lawyers out here, too, doing pro bono work, too, for people that were arrested at protests. One of the ideas I came up with after seeing so many people get injured at these protests, I haven't really seen anybody else talk about it, but I'm going to put it out here into the world. And I hope that somebody takes it. I hope someone runs with it. I hope someone steals this idea because we don't have the platform for it. But what I would like to see is a medical fund set up for protesters that were injured at these protests, because the cops are out here beating the fuck out of people. Look at that 75-year-old man. That shit was just sickening. I've seen people get shot with rubber bullets. Not like personally seen them get shot, but I've seen the after effects. Like, the rubber bullets are not made to be fired directly at you. A rubber bullet is essentially a bullet made out of rubber, and they're used for crowd control. They're used to, you shoot them off of the ground. They bounce around. You shoot them off of walls. They bounce. That's why they're made of rubber. They're not meant to be shot directly at people. And that's where these, again, the people that are protesting police brutality right now are being brutalized by the police. But I've seen some of the injuries and they're horrifying. So, I mean, this one young lady looks like she was shot in her face, and essentially she was. So then you got these officers out here beating the fuck out of people with their batons. They're pepper spraying people. They don't know if anybody has any if anyone has asthma or any kind of breathing problems. So I want to see a fund set up to help cover some of the medical cost of the people that were injured. Because not everybody has health insurance. And even the people who do have health insurance, they might not have the money to cover the deductibles, the co-pays and what have you. Because there's a lot of young people out here and they're out here marching for they're marching for us, essentially. So, you know, I want to see everyone be taken care of. And that's just something that I would like to see, is a medical fund set up. Ann and I, we talked about it. What would need to be done. And so my thought was having it be as transparent as possible. I want everybody to be able to see how much money comes into it. And I want everybody to be able to see where each and every cent goes. Like, I want it all to be public, because that's one of my things. I have trust issues. I don't necessarily trust that everybody does the right thing all the time, especially, like, again, going back to the Red Cross. So that's one of the things I wanted to see. And so we kicked around the GoFundMe idea, and with GoFundMe, of course, everyone can see how much money has been donated. But the problem with that is you can't really see where the money's going. I can tell you where the money's going, but I want people to see it. So the other thing that Ann brought up was we could set up a fund at a bank, much like, I'm pretty sure everyone's seen this in their cities, where if, say, a police officer gets injured on the job or something like that, or killed on the job, they'll have a memorial fund and it'll be set up at a bank. You go down to the bank, you say, hey, I want to donate to this. So you do that, and then you have multiple signatories, I believe they're called, on that account. So there's accountability there. No one person can say, okay, I'm going to take this money and do this. All, like, let's say 7 or 8 people would need to sign off on it. So I hope somebody takes that idea and does something with it, because I would love to donate to something like that, because I know how expensive medical care is. Which brings me to the last thing I guess I'm going to talk about here. None of this is really like legal stuff. Maybe, I think what I just said might have been legal. But I got to thinking, right, at work, you look at a lot of these businesses that are being looted, vandalized, whatever the case may be. A lot of them are insured. They have insurances that cover, you know, different things. So I started to think about the company that I work for, right? We have insurance on top of insurance on top of insurance. We got, workers' comp insurance. We have all of the buildings, the offices are insured. All of the equipment is insured. Like, we have so many different insurances. We have cyber insurance for like hacking and stuff like that. We have so many fucking insurances, but not one of our employees are offered health insurance. Let that sink in. So we value the property, the company I work for, we value the property, we value the company, we value the data more than we value the individuals that work here. Now, because of the law, we're not required. We're a small company. Most of the people are like seasonal part-time workers, but we're not required by law to offer health insurance to full-time employees. So I'm like, damn, everything's insured but us. We're replaceable to the company. Now, I'm thinking more lines. Those computers are replaceable. Those office buildings are replaceable. People are not. And God forbid one of your employees gets sick and can no longer work. We'll just replace you. So I guess that's their insurance. So that kind of pissed me off too, thinking about it. I'm like, how the fuck is everything insured except for your employees? It's fucking foul, man. Let me back up just a little bit. I went down the whole donation route. Forgot to mention some of the other things Hayes mentioned, which is not everyone can donate. Understood. Not everyone can, you know, get on the front lines. Understood. But if you're on, if you have a social media presence, retweet, repost. That helps get visibility. That helps spread information, especially with these videos. Like I saw someone recently say, stop sharing videos of black men getting killed. And I'm kind of torn on that because I get where they're coming from. I don't want to see it, but we kind of have to. We kind of have to raise awareness. That's what the retweeting and reposting on social media does. So, you know, that's all you can do is raise awareness, let your voice be heard online. Now, places to donate: Until Freedom. That's one of the places that I donated to. And I believe that's my son and Tamika Mallory's organization. The reason I donated to them is they're on the front lines a lot. They go from city to city, and that shit costs money, man. Like, think of all the people that travel to these places where these travesties happen. People traveling to Minnesota, they have to pay for travel. They have to pay for hotel rooms. They have to pay for food. They, you know, so I'm like, people like that who I see multiple times going from place to place to place, I have no problem with donating to their organizations because at least I see their work. I see what they're doing. And of course, you could donate directly to Black Lives Matter. And that's back up to Until Freedom. You can check out their website. It is Until Freedom or Until Freedom. It sounds weird trying to say it on the mic, but untilfreedom.com. And of course, you can donate directly to Black Lives Matter. Just go to blacklivesmatter.com. There's a big blue button up in the right hand corner. That's another place that I donated to. Some of the bail funds, I think different states and different cities have bail funds. And bail funds have been around for a long time, not just because of the George Floyd protests, but they're being used now more and more because of the protests, people being arrested at these protests. So you can look for one in your state, but there's a map. If you go to resistancemap.com, there's a bunch of little pretty icons you can click on in different states and find bail funds in your states. And like I said, these bail funds have been around for quite some time, so they didn't just pop up for this particular situation or for these protests. And I guess that's all I have for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully I was able to help. A cool story. We hired funny story, maybe I should say. So like right when all of this was happening, we had a contract. We're getting our pool kind of redesigned, getting some updates around our pool. And we had a contract with a company to come do it. So, you know, after all this went down, I'm like, yo, fuck that. We need to find a black company, black owned company to come do this work. And we looked and we looked and we looked. We actually called around to some pool stores. We're like, yo, do you have any black contractors that you guys use that do this type of work? So we were finally, after about 4 or 5 phone calls, we were able to get in touch with one of the companies. So right now they're remodeling some of our pool features. And it's been interesting. I can say that it's been really interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it right now. I mean, I'm glad to write a check to a black man to come perform some work. So it's been like a 2-week long process. It's not done yet. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But one of the funny things is, as they were breaking up the concrete, yo, one of the younger boys, he was like, an apprentice. He was trying to learn the trade, and he was hitting concrete with one of those pickaxe type of things, and he wasn't hitting it hard enough. So another dude shouts out, yo, hit that shit like child support hitting your check, nigga. And I just like fell out laughing. I'm like, these motherfuckers crazy. And mind you, my neighborhood probably isn't used to hearing that type of shit shouted out real loud. So anyway, yeah, that's something else that we did. We're trying to frequent more black businesses, or for whatever we need, because I'd rather keep the money in our community. So this has been another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies. Again, hope it was helpful, useful, or digestible. The Zoom, that whole Zoom shit, I take great pride in the quality, the audio quality of this show in particular, and to some degree, the video quality, and Zoom just wasn't cutting it for me. So I need the show to be recorded in studio or, you know, on professional equipment on Ann's side, which she doesn't have and wouldn't know how to use even if I gave her some. So, yeah, Zoom wasn't cutting it. If I listen to a podcast, I mean, it works for a guest, I guess. You know, we have guests very infrequently, but it works for guests, but for your co-host week after week after week. Personally, I wouldn't listen to a podcast that sounded like our podcast has sounded the past, 3 or 4 episodes. So, you know, no more Zoom, no more remote recording for us. Now, if we have a guest, of course, like I said, yeah, that's cool. But anyway, until next time, people, you keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. You can keep up with the show on all platforms at Black Law Podcast. And again, the places, some places you could donate is Until Freedom, and that's UNTIL freedom.com, Black Lives Matter, blacklivesmatter.com. And if you want to donate to the bail funds, check out resistancemap.com. And I'm sure there's tons and tons of other places you can donate. Till next week. Peace out.